That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mnemosyne, Greek goddess of memory and recall, Titan, and mother of the nine muses. She was usually invoked by ancient poets and historians to aid in their recall of written passages and past events. In legends, it was said that she was given domain over a pool within the realm of Hades, where those who drank of its waters were to forget their past lives in order to be reincarnated. Recently, there have arisen a number of seeming inconsistencies within the popular recollections of a generation, which may suggest some people have taken a sip of that memory girl bathwater. Is there some type of multidimensional disturbance that has split the timelines and given rise to memories that stem from other realities? What happened to Jiffy Peanut Butter? Where did King Henry VIII's turkey leg disappear to? This case file, join the theorists as they poke holes in your collective memory with the Mandela Effect.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 184, The Mandela Effect. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Woo! Here I go again on my own. Dude, the running challenge so far, we're almost halfway. Some killer numbers being posted by everyone. I'm a little disappointed in Mr. Zeitgeist because
why?
He said he wouldn't be able to run as much.
Oh, he's running more.
And he's killing it.
It's because you lit a fire under his ass with all your shit talking, man.
I don't think I should talk to him.
There's lots of people running at the top, though. It's a tight competition at the top.
It's a lot closer at the top than it was before last year.
Zeitgeist, no matter what happens, my cousin's closing in on you. You can't let my cousin beat you.
Is that the guy with the fucking phone strapped to his dog?
Yeah, he did that for one. There was a 2 kilometer dog here he attached. I told him to delete that. If he hasn't deleted that 2K by the end, he's Dairy Queen DQ. But no, it's good. I've really managed the like soreness this year.
Same.
These micro runs have really helped. I'm way up on my pace. I'm set to smash my last year total. And I'm actually planning to pick it up in the back half of the month. I'm doing right now no more than 6K a day, broken up into three 2K runs. But I actually think I'm going to go to maybe 2-3.5Ks. We'll see. Running three times a day is just not the most ideal thing because you get fucking sweaty.
It's a lot of a lot of time, a lot of separate sweat thaw.
Yeah, so then I'm like, do I sit all day fucking soaking in my sweat? Dude, okay, hold on 1 second. I didn't take a look at you till just now. What's going on with your face here there, buddy?
I started, after the running challenge started, the beard was weighing me down. And then some motherfucker compared me to Master Roshi. And I said, That's enough of the beard.
Dude, what's wrong? Dude, Master Roshi's
jacked. You should be like, I'm keeping it. Yeah.
That's a compliment. No,
I have nothing wrong with Master Roshi. And in 20 years, when I do it again, I'm happy with it. And right now, I couldn't do it. I was like, not yet. Not Master Roshi.
So you went from Master Roshi to Master Roshi.
We'll get you one of those turtle shell backpacks to wear.
He went from Master Roshi to Sound Cop.
I don't know, man.
Check it, making sure no one's popping peas.
I didn't realize how long my beard was until I just shaved the beard and left the stash. I was like, fuck. What was in there? Wood chips. A lot of wood chips built in the deck. Lodged deep in the roots of the beard.
So today we pose a question to theorites. What are their thoughts on the Mandela effect? What are their thoughts of, you know, this idea that there's a collective like memories that we have as a society that may or may not be true? Personally, like when I think about it, I like my wild imagination. I like to think that these are signs that our timeline's changing, or we're slipping into another dimension, or there's a thinning of a dimension and we're, you know, we're remembering this other plane that is now no longer where we exist.
Right.
That's kind of my thoughts on what do you guys think about it on the first glance?
Well, I mean, memory is a hard thing. When you do a little bit of
remembrance hard,
remembrance pretty hard. And then when you open your mouth, nothing comes out. Memories on their own, like be so fragmented. Right. So, but it's weird how it just seems like if I experience something, yeah, I might misremember it, but it just seems weird when millions and millions of people seem to forget and remember like the same type
the
of
same.
Thing.
Yeah,
like for me, the thing that jumps out the most is the fact that like the majority of these instances, and we're going to touch on them, obviously, are mostly like media and stuff that was formed in our adolescence,
right?
When our memories may not be the sharpest, right? So that's the kind of thing that jumps out to me. I don't know if I kind of chalk it up to just being a kid and remembering things a little differently than they really were.
Yeah, I'd have to say, yeah, I'm on the same page as Andrew, where it's kind of like, it's really just us or a lot of people having bad memory, and then a lot of people having bad memory or, you know, poor memory of something. And then they all kind of get together and they say, I remember that too. But they both remember the same thing wrong. And that's a lot easier to do now that we have social media, right? I think. So that's what I thought. That was the first thing I went to, is kind of the misinformation angle the misinformation age that we now live in. That's where my mind went to.
You know what? There's ones that we're going to touch on that I've been told are incorrect, but I will die on the cross saying that like there's a radio edit or something. There's something out there that is these versions.
Yeah, but that's because you're a stubborn asshole.
Yeah, and I've set my ways and I refuse to change.
That's all right. There's a lot of them though. Like when people talk about the Mandela effect, there's like so many things like, no, I could have swore it was that, like 100%.
There's a few mind fucks and they're not even I got a few written down that aren't even really like the popular ones that you hear about that I was like, I had to read a few different times and like then go on YouTube and actually watch the videos to confirm like, holy shit, really?
There's a couple of these ones that I do remember them. Like, no, I never remember it being that way, or I never remember it being the way that people who have said it to be in the Mandela effect and the way that is, you know, quote unquote wrong. You know, I've never had some of these. I'm just like, no, it's always been that way. It's never been like the way that you describe it or how you're misremembering it.
So we're going to go through kind of various cases of Mandela effect. And then at the end, we'll kind of get wild theories and what we think, or is it, you know, could it be rogue time travelers, or is it something more grounded in reality? But let's get into it. Mandela effect, Dan, why are we talking about this?
Well, the Mandela effect is actually coined by Fiona Broom, who describes herself as a paranormal consultant. Dope. And she has a website, which is basically, yeah, I know. What? I don't know who.
That's oozing with credibility.
Hey,
buddy, listen, there's nothing but credibility there. That's
almost as credible as calling yourself an alien theorist.
Yeah, no, listen, that's up there with internet sleuths. Like that's well, fucking,
I don't know
that's
what state
time.
Board certified her as a paranormal consultant. I'm not 100% sure where you get that certification from. Or there's
yeah. Is this something that tells me you apply for it online? Yeah, right. They send you a fucking diploma.
Hey, our spinoff show, Paranormal Consultants Consulting. PCC, baby, coming soon.
Yeah. I like that.
She said that she coined this effect or the name of this effect, the Mandela effect, after she claims that she shared a particular memory or a false memory of that the South African human rights activist Nelson Mandela had died in prison during the 1980s. And I read that. And I'm like, Nelson Mandela was president of South Africa. Like, that's kind of common knowledge. I thought that was kind of common knowledge. I was like, he didn't die in the 80s.
Well, what else do you know from rugby? Like, I'm confused.
I don't really I don't know much about Nelson Mandela.
Well, and that's a strange one because I will side with Dan in this particular case where I was like,
did you guys not see that Matt Damon was in a movie with Morgan Freeman and Morgan Freeman played Nelson Mandela?
What? I've been Mandela'd again. I thought it was Matt Damon who played Nelson Mandela.
Invictus or whatever. Invictus, that movie.
I think that's all I know about Nelson Mandela is from that movie, I believe.
Well, yeah, but that's enough. That's enough to know that he didn't die in fucking prison.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's a good point to what Andrew said earlier is that, you know, some of these Mandela effects seem to be harbored when you're in your adolescence. And the majority of people who first noticed this one are our parents' generation, not us younger. This is who it started. Like you don't hear millennials and stuff being like, the Mandela effect is real because Nelson Mandela died in the Israel. Like, we weren't born. We had no idea.
It's all based around fucking cartoons and
right.
Yeah.
So like how
the shit that really matters.
The Mandela yeah. The Mandela effect, like using Nelson Mandela is like probably one of the least believable ones. It just that's just how this whole thing got its name. Because there's so many more that are like for me, I'm like, Mandela, sure, I remember him dying from the news or whatever, but all these other ones, there's a lot more that I was like, no, I side that this happened this way.
Well, I was gonna say that like really what they should have called it, we should rebrand it to the Berenstein effect.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
That seems to be the one that most people are able to get on board with, or that is the first, that is really the strongest memory that a lot of people have, where because the Berenstain Bears, not the Berenstein Bears, were such a integral part to a lot of our childhoods. I know I read a bunch of their books remember calling them the Berenstein Bears. Same. And my parents calling them the Berenstein Bears.
Dude,
and
then that's because that's what they were called. There was no Berenstains.
They were Berenstain Bears.
There is no Berenstains or Rothstains or like, that's not a common fucking, when other names can you think of that end in stain like that other than Steen? The reason why is because it's not common. So you are when you read that, your mind obviously goes to Steen and not Stain. It just doesn't roll off the tongue nicely. This one I don't get.
Everyone in the world thinks it's Berenstein,
no,
but it's
not everybody in the world. Everybody on a fucking Reddit fucking thread commenting on it believed it was that. Like, that's
but
we, not everybody
no, I wasn't on that Reddit thread and I think it was Berenstein.
Yeah, but that's
but I also think it was a common misspelling of that thing, because I think a lot of people just called it Berenstein Bears, because even in the cursive, it's kind of hard to determine exactly what it is. Like, if you picture it in your head, I know most people can, that like cursive and how they write the Berenstein Bears. Berenstein, but it's definitely Berenstain Bears. Even the TV show that they had for a while is the Berenstain Bears. And it's always been the Bears. That blew my mind, but now when I kind of like think back on it, it's like, oh.
Once you go into your data port and rewatch your childhood with your photographic memory, you're like, it was in fact the Berenstain Bears.
But like, it just rolls off the tongue way nicer. It's just
easier.
Steen as opposed to stain. Like, I can't think of any other fucking name that's that ends in stain like that.
Stain's just
Baron Stain.
Stain's just not a good word. Like, stain sucks.
And then it's like, oh, I can't believe that my 8-year-old self thought it was Steen instead of Stain. I'm fucking dumb now as an adult. I was even dumber back then. I'm not surprised that I thought it was Steen.
Well, I'm sure a lot of our parents, even who read the books to us, they called it the Baron Stein Bears because it's just, it is a very Steen or Stein is a way more common ending to a name than Stain. So it's just, they read it and they said, oh, it's the Baron Stein Bears. I know, it's just like your, when your parents call everything your Sega Genesis a Nintendo, you know, everything's a Nintendo and they just, they don't really care. They're just like,
everything's
it's
a Stein. Stein. Baron
come on, mom, it's a PlayStation.
Right? Oh, you're Play Sega or whatever, right? You know, it's Play Sega, whatever. They're just like, oh, it's the Baron Stein Bears.
I'm gonna do that. I'm
Dan
doing that on purpose.
Dan made it funny.
Dude, listen, I'm doing that on purpose when my kid gets old enough. Every time. Play Sega? Never gonna say
it's
it right.
Your, yeah. It's your dream station. Or it's your dream.
Dude, it's gonna be the Xbox 14. I'll be like, get your Play Sega ready. Let's go.
Yeah, there you go.
Play Mario Kart.
Quick little segue is that I have a, there's, this is a segue conspiracy. We can get into it in another, that old people actually know how to work electronics. They just want you to come over and spend time with them. And that's why they fake it. Cause sometimes I like have to walk my parents through like computers and shit. And I'm like, there's no way you don't understand these simple, but like you've been using computers just as long as me. You definitely know what to do here. What do you mean you can't connect your printer? And then I'm like, part of me goes, do they just want me to hang out?
Or they just want to get you worked up and see you fucking pop a blood vessel.
And listen, as someone who is computer literate, there is nothing I fucking just loathe more than asking for help for this shit. I hate it. I fucking hate having
Hey, listen,
help
can I give
shit.
You some
it
point?
It drives
of,
me.
You of all people
nuts.
Need to ask for
you should not, but I don't want to because I get ridiculed every time. So I go on YouTube, I fucking try and figure shit out on my own. And when I can't, I'm like, well, I guess it's going to light
I mean,
it on fire.
I
it's
mean,
die.
We don't make fun of you. It's just more of like,
we don't make fun of you.
Really?
Dan,
so hold on.
You're the worst. For
here's
making
a, here's
fun of people
a,
for
I, it's,
being
it's more like disbelief. It's just genuine disbelief. I'm like, what?
I agree,
listen,
Dan.
I didn't get a computer till I was fucking 17. All right? I don't know how to work this shit.
Hey, Andrew, if you want to spend more time with us, you don't have to frustrate us with your shitty computer
stuck
skills.
Stuck with you motherfuckers twice a week is too much.
You know what's
to
funny,
begin
though?
With.
You know what's funny, though, is you say you didn't get a computer till that computer, but actually you didn't get that computer either. I got it for you.
Exactly. I don't give a shit about this. I barely even know how to use my phone. If I had it my way, I'd be sending you guys fucking smoke signals. Easy.
You couldn't light a fire.
Oh, I can light a fire.
Bad
oh,
idea.
Man, I can light a fire.
Okay.
Let's bring
some
it back.
Examples.
Another one that fucked me up from my childhood, which doesn't make sense to me, was that Curious George, the monkey, didn't have a tail.
Yeah.
He didn't?
For me, that 100% is like makes sense. I'm like, Curious George is a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzees don't have fucking
chimpanzees
long-ass
don't
tails
have monkeys.
Like
that.
He's a chimp.
Tails don't
he's
have
a,
monkeys.
Yeah, he's a chimpanzee. He doesn't have a
he's
tail.
He's not a monkey.
Chimpanzees
he
don't
doesn't
have
one.
I thought he was a monkey.
No.
Curious George.
So when they were like, he didn't have, I was like, everybody, I don't remember him ever hanging from his tail. He always just never had a tail because he's a chimpanzee.
He doesn't look like a chimpanzee. When you search it up, he looks more like a monkey.
I don't know. I always thought he was a chimpanzee.
In 13 seasons. By the way, I didn't know that. 13 seasons?
Seasons? I only ever read the book. I didn't even know he had a show. I was just reading the books.
Yeah. 13 seasons of a
picture book.
The Man in the Yellow Hat. Which I always thought was really weird. The Man in the Yellow Hat sounds somewhat sinister. And now that I think about it, sounds kind of creepy. But
100%.
Does he have a real name? Now that I think about it, does he have a real name?
The Man with the Yellow Hat?
I bet you his name, you have to say like it's three parts. It's like,
yeah, if I say it three times, is he going to pop up here?
He might.
Yeah.
He looks terrifying. Okay, here's the thing.
That one doesn't fuck with me. I'm cool with that one.
The issue I have, like pulling this up, the first story with Curious George in it is Cecily G and the Nine Monkeys. And George is one of the nine monkeys.
Makes sense.
Not chimpanzees.
That's he's fair. Always been a chimpanzee. I mean,
oh, knocked over a
lot of people call chimpanzees monkeys.
I can't find anything that says he's a chimpanzee.
Well, he's always been like a chimpanzee because he's never had a tail. And I've always been like, he's never had a tail because I've never seen him like hang from anything with the tail.
How
he's
much Curious
been, like,
George did you watch?
I have vivid memories of him swinging tree to tree all nimbly bimbly.
I mean, with his arms because
that's what chimpanzees
you know,
do.
Chimpanzees
don't they?
Can do that.
Well, monkeys like chimpanzees
are up in the fucking trees for sure.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He when I think of chimpanzees, I think they had like darker fur. This guy's.
I'll be honest with you though. Like seriously, this is a real question. Are you really that shook that Pierce George doesn't have a tail? Like, is this?
No,
are you shook?
I'm not shook.
Let's be honest.
Listen,
no. Like I've always been like because he's a chimpanzee, and chimpanzees are the closest ones that you would probably keep. Like if you were to keep one in your house, you'd probably keep a chimpanzee. Or that's what I've seen.
Hold on,
in
like.
You know, not a lot of people keep monkeys in their house.
Okay, let's get into this one.
Michael Jackson had
don't
a chimpanzee.
Listen. Before we get into this one, we need to fucking have a disclaimer here. Don't have chimpanzees for pets either.
Never.
That thing's gonna rip off your fucking face. It's gonna eat your hands. It's gonna eat your feet. Yeah. It's not good. I watched that shit on Oprah as a kid, and I have nightmares.
Yeah, yeah, that
nightmares.
Lady,
my mom made me watch that,
dude.
Ripped off her face.
The stories about chimpanzees fucking up their owners. Are
scarier
insane.
Than ghosts or anything. That's terrifying.
True monsters, man. Rip your fucking nose off, tongue, eyeballs.
Oh, man. Yeah. Eat them. Eat your face.
Your fucking balls off. They'll rip everything off.
They're very strong.
They'll dislocate your shoulders. Yeah, fuck. Don't.
Scary.
Get a monkey first. Don't get a chimpanzee if you're going to get a pet.
Don't get a fucking dog. Get a hamster. Don't get any of that shit.
Well, not hamsters either. They're just as dangerous.
Texas, you can get a tiger, so you can also get that, but keep it in a cage.
Some states. I think it's some states. Yeah. It's actually illegal.
All right, on to the next one.
What's the next one?
So this one, I'll bring in a special guest because he's Edmonton. Adamant?
Edmonton? Here, he's Edmonton.
Okay, so there's a pretty big population out there, and some people post VHS pictures of a movie with Sinbad called Shazam, where he's a genie. Nope. But there's also a movie called Kazam
with
Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. Listen,
but
right
people
here,
say
right here.
They both exist.
Yeah, I remember the Shaq one.
No, of course you do. I was obsessed with that kid. That movie.
I'll be right back.
Kid.
Keep talking.
Listen, fucking, if you want to be number one, I'm sorry, boy, that's been done. But if you got the itches, I got the sack of riches. Don't matter how avaricious. I'm the man that can grant your wishes. That shit was my jam when I was a kid. I fucking love that movie. That was not Sinbad.
Is it avaricious or is it avaricious?
Avaricious.
Okay.
Either or. I don't know. Big word. But anyways, I thought it was avaricious when I was a kid. But that was my fucking movie when I was...
I was a big fan of Sinbad. Like, I thought he was really funny back in the days when he was doing he did a lot of kid movies and stuff like that. And I saw First Kid.
First Kid was awesome. I can get it though. Like I understand Sinbad. What do you think of when you think of Sinbad? Like it's Sinbad and the Seven Seas, right?
Well,
like
in the Voyage, the Seven.
I think Seas, right? Jingle All the Way. And he's the bad dude.
Yeah, he was also in Jingle All the Way. Yeah.
Well, but like I can understand where you can get Sinbad and Genie, and like there are evidence of him dressing up like a genie in the past, and like a movie marathon, fucking like a telethon type thing.
So right, like Mr. Conspiracy, he just stepped out. I was telling him we were doing this and he was upset with me because he's like, Sinbad dude do that. And he actually gave he like sent me a series of tweets from Sinbad being like, where Sinbad's like, I never did this. I never did this. And then someone sends this picture of a DVD and he's like, y'all got me. I did this.
Well, it was an April Fool's joke. He did a trailer for Shazam dressed as a genie a few years, like in 2017, because of this whole Mandela effect bullshit.
Not bullshit, man. But, separate dimension.
Well, sorry.
Separate
dimension.
Fused into one.
Woo-woo, voodoo, all that type of shit.
You don't know anything. You don't know shit.
You're damn right I don't know shit. I think that's been well established throughout the 180-something podcasts we've done.
Well, there's Kazam. I remember there's Kazan, too, which was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Kazan. There's Kazam with Shaq. There's Shazam.
Right.
Which what fucking Captain Marvel says.
Right. But yeah, I don't know. What was the next one? The next one though, this one didn't really shook me, but I do remember why people would get it wrong. Rich Uncle Pennybags, the guy who's on the Monopoly box. Apparently people believe that he had a monocle at some point. He's never had a monocle.
I wonder if that's
because of Ace Ventura.
That's what I was thinking because I remember that scene.
Well, that's what I remember. I remember Ace Ventura.
Do not
like,
pass,
like,
go. Do not collect $200.
Nah. But
God damn it, that movie's funny.
Because is that Mr. Peanut who has the monocle?
Mr. Peanut does have a monocle.
So yeah. Monopoly Man does not have the plant juice monocle. Guy. Monopoly
he's
Man
never
has
had a monocle. And I would be like that. To me, when I think back on it, I'm like, no, he's never had a monocle because he get out of jail free.
He seems like the type of guy wear a monocle.
I don't know. When he's getting dragged off and like, you know, and whatever, he's like, go straight to jail. I don't see his monocle. He's in the community chest, all the cards, he never has a monocle on. Like, I don't
know.
How ever
useless is a monocle though? Real.
It's very uncomfortable to wear.
I have to tap out of this one because I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've played Monopoly longer than 10 minutes without flipping the fucking board.
You're one of those guys, are you?
Yard saying, oh yeah. So somebody hits you with that fucking hotel and you're like, fuck this game.
The second someone else gets Park Place, you're done, eh?
No, the only way to win is
free
not
parking.
Play.
Get fucked.
No, dude, it's never the first time you land on the first house, you go around the corner, you hit the second hotel, and then you're bankrupt, and then boom, there goes
ruined,
the board.
Ruined, man.
You always buy up every property first time around the board.
Yeah, don't buy up every never
property
skip.
You can.
I got a few mind fuckers. These are a few that blew my brain out. Like these ones fucked with my mind. Okay,
let's hear them.
So, tell me this: the band Green Day. I'm gonna fucking spit some lyrics to you guys. You tell me what the song's called.
Okay.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. What's the name of that song?
It's not a question, but a learning time.
Time of Your Life or something, isn't it?
Oh, Time of Your Life. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's called Time of Your Life.
Sorry.
And when did it come out?
I don't know. 90, early 2000s?
90,
early 2000s. Early 2000s. No, it's called Good Riddance, and it came out in fucking 1997 on the Nimrod album.
What?
Oh, that's
pardon fucking
old.
Me?
No, it's got to have like one of those ones with like a two titles.
Is it in parentheses? It's no, like a time of your
parentheses
life.
Title.
It's called Good Riddance. That's the name
when
of
do
it.
They, do Good they Riddance. Say Good Riddance once in that fucking song?
It's called Good Riddance.
Everyone knows you have to say the title of the song in the song. That's the fucking rules.
Say that to Billy. Tell Billy that. He's going to get drunk and get naked on stage and start a fight.
I would have never, ever guessed that it was Good Riddance.
Nope, neither
Good
did
riddance?
I.
I thought it was Time of Your Life.
Is it not a two title? It doesn't have parentheses.
But I think that's one of those things that people just like don't know the name because it's not in the song.
So people
like,
make
I don't
up
think
the
that's
name
like
for
a Mandela effect thing. That's
are you ready for another one? This one fucking destroyed me too.
All right.
All right. Luke, I am your father.
Right? You never said that in the movies.
Apparently not. I just learned that today. It's
I am your father.
Yeah, because he says Obi-Wan never told you the truth about your father. And he says, he told me enough. He told me you killed him. He said, no, I am your father.
Yeah.
He never says Luke.
I remembered that forever as Luke, I am your father.
Well, that's because everybody said it in like every parody. They always said that.
And there's like, tons of merch. There's tons of fucking like books, all that type of shit that says, Luke, I'm your father. Confusing the fuck out of
but
us.
But didn't... Who was the actor who played him? Because James Earl Jones. No, he did the voice, but the guy who actually played him and then they overdubbed the voice, he, in an interview I remember seeing, he thought he said it too, but it's been so long that he just went with pop culture maybe, but like he thought, in one interview he said like, no, I remember it like that. Like, Luke, I am your father. But...
There's so many of these that are blowing my fucking brain up. Mirror, mirror on the wall, or magic mirror on the wall?
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Heard a couple ways,
I almost want to say it's the other one because I would say mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? But because that's what I think it is, I'm going to say it's the other one, isn't it?
Just because in fucking Shrek, they say mirror, mirror on the mall. On the wall.
On the mall.
Okay. Well, that
on
makes
the mall.
Sense. Because
mirrors, mirrors on the mall.
Magic mirror is...
Where's
is
the
that,
pretzel
is
stand?
Is that Sleeping Beauty? Magic mirror?
Yeah. No, it's Snow White.
Snow White.
But I can't even... I don't even remember when I first saw Snow White. I know I've watched that, but...
The little kid, yeah.
Ages ago. I haven't watched it since then.
My mom had the whole Disney book fucking collection, and she used to... She'd read me Cinderella and fucking Snow White before I go to bed when I was like 7. And one day, she was fucking at work or whatever, and I was at home with the babysitter. I went in my room and shredded the books so she wouldn't read them to me anymore. She refused it, and she was so mad. I got drowned for so long, and I'm like, I don't care. It was worth it. Don't read me this shit anymore. Sick of it. I think I got my ass whooped. Like, whooped. Bad. Okay. You want me to keep going or you guys got some? I got a few more.
Well, I got another song one. This one fucked me up because, like I said, I swear there's either some sort of fucking radio edit or something, but like, We Are the Champions. We all know this song.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sing the end. Sing the end for me.
We are the champions.
We are the champions. No time for losing. Because we are the champions of the world.
Of the world.
No, yeah. There is no, that doesn't go at the end.
But right?
It does now.
No, it doesn't.
Does now. I remember having the fucking, I had the CDs back in the day. I had the fucking Jock Jams,
Dan.
Jock Rock.
And Dan.
I always
Dan.
Said add the world.
Put, Dan,
down,
your,
put down the Jock Jams. Put them down.
You're wrong because we want championships
up, your mouth
to that
goes
shit.
Because it's, doesn't it go into, oh, is it We Are the Champions? No. Doesn't go into another song though?
Yeah. There's a radio edit. There's got to be a radio edit. I'm telling you. And it's two Queen songs, and it goes from one Queen song into We Are the Champions.
Right. Well, it's We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You.
And then it goes, it's a radio edit that goes into We Are the Champions.
No, that's the actual
ends with
song.
Of
no, that's
the
normal song.
That's the song.
Normal song. That's not an edit. That's the song.
That's the song. Those two parts are the song.
That's the full song.
That's the, yeah.
Like that's the, on the album.
We Will Rock You into
We Are the Champions.
We Will Rock You is not a long song. That's the intro.
It's a minute.
We Are the Champions.
Yeah, it's a minute long.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's
fucking rad, too. That guitar.
Wait, hold on.
No, dude, the song is called We Are the Champions.
Yeah, and it starts.
We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You is not a song.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Listen, motherfucker, you know how to stop. Like, you know this because you watched Mighty Ducks. That's why. It's not a different song.
Yeah.
It's the same song.
It's just one song.
I thought this was
some
sort of radio.
And sit back. And chill and listen to fucking...
No, wait. Here it is.
Two issues.
This got,
two-part issues.
Here's a Mandela. I just Mandela'd myself. So I remember it as one song. I searched the album, 1977, News of the World by Queen. Track one, We Will Rock You. Track two, We Are the Champions.
What?
Yeah.
Are you
I
serious?
I told you. I knew it's some sort of radio edit, you motherfucker.
Wait, did you say We
it's
Will
not
Rock
a radio
You into
edit.
We Are the Champions, right? It's like this, but they kind of go together.
Like on okay, so when you listen to it on vinyl, it just transitions into the same fucking song. It doesn't stop.
That might be true still, but they are two separate songs. But on vinyl, they're a medley.
Holy
like
fuck.
It's one song.
Listen,
what a but they play them back to back. Like usually I would, when I listen to the radio, they play them back to back usually.
What a nauseating.
Yes, there's a radio edit. They play them back to back. And at the end, it says of the world.
No, because that's the way it goes on the vinyl. But I keep talking about vinyl like a fucking douche.
No, but not. Like
the,
it doesn't
says
say.
Of the world. It always tapers off. It's just We Are the Champions. Boom.
No, because when we play, because we play that song as an encore, or we used to back in the good old days when you played live music. As an encore, when the last song of the night we play We Are the Champions, and everyone remembers Of the World, and everyone screams
of
at the end.
World.
Everyone screams.
Well, I think
it.
People just say it at the end because it's just like an informal thing. Like it's not, but it's not part of the
that
song.
That may be
it's
true.
Just people want to do it. You expect it, so you do it.
It's kind of like Money Money, where you're like, hey, motherfucker, get laid, get fucked. You know, like that's not
what?
Really hard to do.
What?
But everybody says
yeah, okay. When did she say that in the song?
What is that?
Oh my God. I hate you fucking people. I fucking hate you.
When
guys.
Did we discuss that?
What are you talking about?
Everybody.
I don't know who says that. I've never heard anybody say that, but okay.
Are you kidding me? When you're listening to Money Money.
You think he says in Money Money, get fucked?
No, get laid, he's saying get fucked. Say that. It like,
hey, everybody, get laid, get fucked. That's what you chant during the song. All right.
Your parents
are as cool as my mom was. Because that's we'd be driving out in her fucking 1980 something Scirocco chanting that shit when I was like fucking 9 years old, just fist pumping.
Well, that's like, okay. You know, people do the Sweet Caroline and the dot dot dot, but
bop,
that
bop,
doesn't
bop.
But that doesn't
yeah.
happen.
Yeah. Time
until
out,
like
time
second,
out.
Time
out. I'm getting frustrated here. I need some explanation. So during Money Money, how does this come about? What are you saying just, here?
You want me to, hey, motherfucker, get laid. Get
yes,
fucked.
I understand that you're making a bold claim that there's some hidden lyrics that everyone chants that I've never heard in my
never
32 years.
Sorry, let me backtrack. Let me backtrack. Only the cool people chant it.
Okay, so
we're
only the
we're
cool,
not cool
Money,
like
Money,
hey.
Money, Money,
Money, Money.
Yeah. Where does that part come in?
Play it. Can we play it?
No,
we're on
can't,
Spotify
no, we
now.
Can't play it. We sing
well,
it.
We no, we could play it, but we have to put it in as a separate segment. It's annoying. We're not going to play it.
Yeah,
that's so stupid. Okay, listen. There's got to be somebody on.
Yeah. Like a phone.
Like man. And after that part is when you say it.
Hey, come on, come on,
hey,
come on.
Hey, motherfucker, get laid, get fucked.
What? Yeah, when it's like when it kind of like breaks down a bit, it's going. You know, when it gets a little low and you're, everybody's
no,
bouncing
I have
down.
No fucking
hey,
idea.
Hey, motherfucker, get laid, get fucked. Google it.
I've never. I don't.
That's the dumbest. Okay, hold on. I got the lyrics up because we can't think. So hold on. Cause you make me feel like a pony, so good, like a pony, so good, like a pony, so good. Moany, moany, so fine. Moany, moany, so fine. Moany, moany, it's all mine. Moany, moany. Well, I feel all right. Moany, moany. I said, yeah. Well, you could shake
Boys.
It. Moany, moany.
Listen, I just Googled it. It's all over Google. Fuck you. It's everything. Type it in. It's fucking. It's at the live shows. Everybody did it.
Hey, motherfucker, get laid, get fucked.
I'm telling you right now.
I've never been to a
Sally
live
Habib
live show,
was
okay.
on the dance floor. Fucking Billy Idol was playing, and she was pumping her fist, saying, "Hey, motherfucker,
I'm not
going to
deny that what you think is true, but I'm just saying,
no, it's nothing. Thinking, Google it. Me and all the other you Googleizers in the world obviously type that in.
I believe you.
That
okay.
people say that.
People
I've
say
just
it.
Never heard.
I've never heard it though.
Well, validate me.
But I'm saying also there is no of the world at the end of We Are the Champions because
but
people
there
just expect to say it.
Now.
It's like when people do the bop bop ba in Sweet Caroline, but it doesn't do it in like the very first part.
If you don't do the bop bop ba in Sweet Caroline, fuck you.
But
it
doesn't
right
it, I'm saying that
no,
it,
fuck
it,
you.
Get
I'm
laid,
saying it.
Get
fuck
laid,
song.
Get fucked, get out.
Yep.
But I'm saying in the fuck song, you. Like it's not in the first.
From
like,
now on, since we're making up lyrics to songs, whenever someone sings Sweet Caroline, someone's going to go Sweet Caroline. I'm going to be like, get laid, get fucked.
No,
I mean, you're under.
No,
that's
no,
that works too.
I mean, that's what the song's about anyway.
Doesn't
I mean,
work.
Whatever.
And it sucks. That sucks.
I still
that's
don't terrible. Understand where that comes in. But anyway, yeah.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Misremembered Lyrics 101.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm fucking fired up.
Okay, I'm getting all worked up here.
Yeah, I'm angry.
We're getting a little worked
I'm
up. We're getting a little worked up.
My pulse here.
We're gonna take a quick beer break. We're gonna recover.
You cool off. You
cool off a bit. Reset. Grab a beer, and we'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, we didn't
we're
cool
back.
Off. We're still at the exact same
we're
level.
Still,
we're still.
No, it's worse. It might it's be worse now. It's worse. It's fucking way worse. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm ready to quit the fucking podcast. I'm done.
All right, how about this one? I'll bring it back here. I'll bring this someone up because it'll make for some good impression.
Sure.
Forrest Gump.
I was running.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Never know what you're going to get.
That's not what he says.
Yeah.
That's no, that's not what he says.
Life
he
is.
He says life was like a box of chocolates.
Said, Mama says life was like a box of chocolates.
Mama said life was like a box of chocolates. Never know what you're going to get.
Not life is like a box
of chocolates.
I thought
it was life. I always thought it was life is like a box of chocolates.
But I mean, everybody in every parody said that. So it's like, probably saw the parodies more than you saw the movie. How many times have you watched Forrest Gump?
Quite a few times. I love that movie.
How many
it's
times
one of the
have you
great-
seen it parodied, though?
I will say this. It's one of the greatest stories ever told.
It is a good movie.
Probably.
It is a good movie. shot me in the butt.
So it's yeah. not, I remember it the same
they said as. It was $1 million wound, but I ain't seen a single dollar of that money. Like,
money.
Oh, so good.
Can we just all agree that Jenny is the most evil character
She's
of all
the worst.
Time?
She's the worst. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my question. This is a legitimate question.
Okay.
What the fuck? What did she die of?
AIDS.
AIDS.
Okay, so HIV, how come fucking Forrest didn't get AIDS or her kids?
Right? Or she get cancer?
Because maybe she had she was pregnant before.
The AIDS?
I don't think so.
She had
AIDS? She was pregnant before she got AIDS?
Well, they slept together no. before.
She would have got. She would have. She would have. She
would have. You want
to
see me cry? Put on that scene where he's sitting at her grave going, Lil Forrest wrote you a letter, but I don't know how to read it. I can't read it. I'm like fucking tearing up instantly. I'm almost. I fucking.
Well,
because
you sympathize with him because you don't know how to fucking read it. It makes sense. I get it. That makes sense. God damn it.
Hey, I tee him up. You got to hit him out of the park, I guess, eh?
No, you. Fuck you. I'm still mad at you.
He's still fucking, quite upset.
I'm ready to end this friendship over this fucking bullshit.
No, I'm going to keep poking. I'm poking.
I want to shut down this whole Mantella bullshit and get in a full-on discussion on how the fuck you think that some random dude from Shinedown has a better fucking voice than Ronnie Van Zant. That's what I want to know.
That's where the break went.
Unfortunately, he does a better version of Simple Man.
He fucking doesn't though. That's he not does. A thing.
It's not the original.
Oh
it's
my one God.
Of the, it's one no, of the you know rare occurrences it's, where someone else no. does the version.
No, you're right.
Better.
You're right. We live in multiple like different universes or multiverses, whatever. And you're in the fuck off wrong universe.
And
that's what
Andrew,
we're, happening.
Andrew,
right
he does a good version though. You got to give him that.
I absolutely. I watched it live when I went to the Kiss concert. They opened up for Kiss. I thought it was fantastic. It was great. I was putting my lighter up, having some drinks, enjoying myself. Can't even put him in the same fucking sentence as Skinner. Just
blasphemy. Ah! Blasphemy, he says.
What else we got here?
Lost 6 years of my life.
This one kind of fucked me up. The famous line. What's the famous line from? Hold on. Let's kind of run through. Shoot me a famous line from Predator.
Come on, I'm here. Kill me. Yeah. Do it.
If it,
to the chopper?
If it bleeds.
Stick around.
Yeah, if it bleeds.
Right?
If it bleeds, we can kill
it.
What about, you know, like...
Time to bleed.
What other movie? What about Silence of the Lambs? Give me the famous line.
Hello, Clarice.
Oh, this one fucked me up, too.
So that I ate
hello,
his liver
Clarice.
With
hello,
Chianti's
Clarice.
Not, though. It's not hello. Good morning, Clarice.
Oh, I was like, what?
It's not what? Hello, Clarice?
No, it's good morning, Clarice.
Good morning, Clarice. No, that doesn't sound right at all.
Some fava beans.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah, he never says that.
That fucked me up. But probably because I'm pretty sure Jim Carrey says it in Ace Ventura.
That's more important. It should be the Ace Ventura effect.
Are you saying that all these Mandela effects are because of Ace Ventura and he did so many different things in that movie
think about it. Name another more influential movie growing up other than Ace Ventura.
If you're a millennial and you don't open a screen door like this,
then fuck you.
You're doing something
fuck
wrong
you if you don't do that
with your life.
Yeah, no, you're wrong. You're terrible. I'll never do
your life's the lie.
The minute I knew I was old, I was coaching high school football, like fucking probably pretty close, like 6-7 years ago, and I made an Ace Ventura reference, and all these fucking grade 12s are like, the fuck is Ace Ventura? And I'm like, whoa, man, I got it. This is it. I'm done. I quit. This is it. I'm old. Time for me to start looking into retirement.
These kids don't know nothing.
I need a walker.
Bunch of young whippersnappers.
Dude,
get
what?
Off of my line.
Hold on. Cancel culture. You know, I'm going to say something that's probably a little over the line here. So don't chew me up for it. I can't help myself. I think it's funny. Whenever someone introduces one of their friends and they're like, oh, this person is transitioning to trans, I can't help but say, oh, you're telling me Finkel is Einhorn? I say it every fucking time. I can't help it.
You're not stuck. You're not getting a laugh out of me.
It's stuck in your head.
You're not getting any giggles out of me.
Not like the classic Finkel is Einhorn scenario here. They're like, huh? Ace Ventura. It all comes back.
All these stem from Ace Ventura, what we're coming up with here.
I'm definitely more of a fan of the second one than the first one. I think the second one is more funny to me because there's a lot more physical comedy in it, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, when Nature Calls,
they're both gems.
Memorable though for me.
They're both pretty good. But I would
rhino scene where he's coming out of the
that is a lot more gold. The rhino.
Well, I'm going to say there's more physical comedy in When Nature Calls, but the first one is way more quotable. The first one's way more quotable.
I know the second one more probably, but.
Well, the first one is.
I mean, I own the second one on VHS, I had the second one. I watched the shit out of that movie. So
I watched shit out of both of them. Probably why I'm a degenerate. Yeah. Attributed most of it to Ace Ventura.
Definitely.
The rest of Power Rangers. Yeah. And
When Nature Calls would definitely. Neither of those movies actually play today, but I still think it's fucking hilarious. I could watch the second one again and still. It can have a good giggle here and there.
I'm telling you, both of them. Both
what are you doing with the shadow puppets? Like he's doing the shadow puppets. Like fuck, man.
All right, let's keep moving.
If you're listening to this and haven't watched both Ace Venturas,
shame.
Such a coming of age moment when he was in the cave, and I finally realized what he was doing and why he's embarrassed when the buddy walks into him when he's in the cave and you can see the shadow. For the longest time as a little kid, I'm like, why? What's going on? I don't understand. And then I was like, I know exactly what he's doing now.
Yeah. What about, you know what my favorite brand of peanut butter is? Jiffy. I love me some Jiffy peanut butter.
Jiffy peanut butter. Jiffy peanut butter.
It's never existed as peanut butter.
Yeah, like I don't know about that one either. The Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy popcorn.
Jiffy Lube. I think that's where that one gets mixed up is that Jiffy Pop.
Jiff and Skippy have always been the peanut butter. And then there's Peter Pan peanut. Isn't there Peter Pan? It used to be Peter Pan.
Do we even have here. Jiffy or Jiff peanut butter in Canada? I don't even remember seeing that.
No, we do. We do. I'm an Adams guy myself. But
I'm an Adams guy too. Yeah.
Yeah. Chunky? Yeah. Chunky?
It depends. I'm not opposed
there
to Chunky.
No depends.
But I will get chunky, but right now I'm on the smooth because I mix it in with oatmeal and I don't like the chunky.
I get natural peanut butter.
I'm chunky.
Natural peanut butter.
Yeah, Adams is natural.
Is that the one from Costco?
You are what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm a chunky guy. I love that shit.
It's hard to spread though.
What do you mean? You don't want pieces of peanuts in your peanut butter? Come on, man.
I want it crunchy.
What about
crunchy or die?
Okay. This bring it back to Star Wars too. C-3PO wasn't all gold.
No.
It wasn't?
He had a black leg or what?
He had a silver leg.
Not in all of them. There's no way it was all of them.
I mean,
them.
Yeah. I mean, can you blame yourself for not knowing that? Like when you do a list and you're like, okay, all the cool characters, then you get down to the bottom with like the fucking shittiest characters. C-3PO
is not shitty. It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, wait. So wait.
That's because you're the Dan's the C-3PO of the podcast.
Exactly. He's the exact same model. Dan is the C-3PO of the podcast.
Protocol droid.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes, that's very fitting.
No, he's always had that silver leg. Because even when he gets broken up into pieces in Return of the Jedi, like
there's the best part of the
Empire
movie.
Strikes Back. Get rid of all broken to pieces. He's a silver leg. So he's always
has a silver leg.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I guess I never looked close enough. So
what other ones? Yeah, other ones?
This,
we want to talk on?
Okay, so this one fucks with me. Looney Tunes. How do you spell Looney Tunes?
T-U-N-E-S. Because it's music. Like they used to play it with music.
I was always
How do you spell cartoons?
It's tunes. T-O-O-N-S.
Yeah, double O-N.
That's what you would think.
Nope.
That's what you'd think.
It's not.
It's tunes like the music, not like the cartoons.
Used to play with music.
Yeah, but they're cartoons.
Okay. What do you mean music? What the fuck does it have to do with music? They're cartoons.
I agree. I'm on board with you. The only music I could think of
I don't believe it.
Is when Bugs Bunny's massaging that bald dude's head, listening to opera. That's the only time I think about music.
I mean, it was prior to that kind of stuff going on. It's like when they play music and stuff, but.
Yeah, no. But I wasn't born in 1946.
Release date 1930. It
tells
is
around.
It is
1930. Sorry.
Oh, that was only a couple days ago in my lifeline. No problem.
So it's Looney Tunes, like the music. T-U-N-E-S. Yeah. The only reason I knew that is because of the Toon Squad jerseys. Personally,
I
did know that because of Toon Squad jerseys.
I didn't remember it like that. I always thought it was Toons, like cartoon. Looney Tunes.
There's Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons is T-O-O-N-S, I believe.
There's another one that fucks with me is Pikachu's tail. How do you remember Pikachu's tail?
Like Thunderbolt.
Black tip.
Yellow.
Yellow with a black tip.
No.
Nope.
Red.
Nope. Never had a black. It's always had the brown at the bottom. It's brown at the bottom and then yellow, right? All the yellow all the way up.
Yeah.
No, he has
but
red.
A lot of
oh,
people
no, he has red
remember
cheeks.
It with a black tip.
I remember it being red.
I never remember a black tip on there.
A lot of people do remember with a black tip.
So it's all, apparently, it's all yellow?
Doesn't have a black tip.
It's all yellow?
What about this? We're kind of... Yeah, it's all yellow. The whole tail.
It's all yellow. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was never a Pikachu guy, so I don't blame myself for not knowing.
I'm actually a little disappointed that Zell didn't know this. He was confused at all because he was the first motherfucker with the yellow Pokemon cartridge for Game Boy.
I was so jealous.
Pikachu followed you around. Yeah. Pikachu followed you around in that one.
That's what kind of childhood Zell had. He had the fucking
rich kid.
A rich kid.
Rich kids. Red and rich kids with the yellow Pokemon.
Red and blue were $15. Yellow was also $15.
It was 16. No,
yellow came out later, man. Yellow was bone.
It was the same price though as the other one.
Buddy, you would have pimped out Pikachu Game Boy 2.
I did. Listen, I have the Pikachu Game Boy.
You try to explain to your parents, well, you got the blue one, but now you need the yellow one. No, you already got the blue one. You don't need no fucking yellow one.
This motherfucker
don't be telling
me
about no yellow Pokemon.
He was playing red. Blue I was one. On blue. We would trade. We had it was a great mutual friendship. Yellow came out. He has no need for it. He gets a new Game Boy, Pikachu Game Boy, and the Pikachu. Look at this. And he got look at him. Take off those glasses.
Yeah. Doesn't matter to me. I don't want Pikachu. As long as I got Squirtle, I'm happy.
I had a Pikachu branded Game Boy with Pokemon Yellow, and I rubbed it in all my friends' faces.
Rich kid. Yeah. You probably had that cord for trading Pokemon.
He did.
No, I knew it.
Fucking link cord.
Did you have the printer? You motherfucker. You had the printer.
I didn't
have
the printer. No, I didn't have the printer, but I had the link cord for sure.
Yeah, dude, this motherfucker had Sega Channel.
What?
I had Sega. My mom got Sega Channel because she wanted to play video games. She never played it. I took it over.
Listen, that was the status card of the day. Everybody, anybody had Sega Channel, that fucking guy was walking on water. That was
this guy's.
Did you have a Nintendo Power subscription?
No,
but okay.
That's next level.
Let me tell you something. He cleaned with Febreze. This little segue to bring it back because
It's Febreze. Yeah, we want the Febreze. I'm gonna get a little Febreze.
When I looked at that and I was like Febreze, and then I had some in my house. I had to go and get it, and I was like. Febreze? I've been saying it terribly wrong this whole time? Why do we say Febreze?
It's Febreze?
Febreze.
Febreze.
It's a Febreze. You want that Febreze? I give you the Febreze.
I thought it was F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E, and it's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E. Febreze.
We're missing one E. We're missing an E in there, what you're saying.
I mean, that's how they spell it. I mean, that's how I was always spelled it.
Right. What about, remember, I wish I was an Oscar.
Meyer Wiener.
No. Right. Mayer. M-E-Y-E-R. Mayer. Oscar Mayer.
Oh,
Wiener.
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener. No, I refuse.
Oscar
no.
Meyer.
Yeah.
Oscar Meyer Wiener.
I'm fucking... Not a big impact on my life.
Are you saying it's spelled differently or said differently?
It's like the Berenstain Bears, like Oscar Meyer, but it's actually M-E-Y-E-R, and everyone thought it was M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, no, it's always been M-E-Y-E-R.
No, in your reality, maybe, Dan?
In the prime reality that I live in.
The D prime.
Every time you keep saying some of these Mandela stuff, Dan's just like, this does not compute. He knows
it's
the rights.
I remember.
It's a compute.
Because well, Dan, he knows. Dan's come from a different dimension. He's only plugged into our timeline.
Yeah, when we merged timelines back in 2012, when the Hadron Collider fucking merged our realities with a different dimension, Dan just, doesn't bother him. He didn't get those memories. He's stuck in the one dimension.
So why don't we get into the final thoughts? We could go on the various examples of Mandela forever.
We've been going for a while or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're at average time. I mean, there's
I worry if we bring up any more examples, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah, no. we might start fucking choking people.
Scrap it all. I don't want to talk about...
I don't have a problem that you guys have bad memories. I will take advantage of that at some point. Don't worry about
it. Here's the thing, Dan. Here's the thing you need to understand about your friends. Three of us have been hit in the head a lot.
I do know that. That is also something I've taken into account.
Well, let's mix this one up. Dan, why don't you give your final thoughts? We'll mix it up on this one. We'll start with Dan.
the Mandela effect being a thing is, for me personally, I don't find it very comforting to have a reason for people to, beyond being like, just memory is a fragile thing and this is what we know, it is easily or relatively easily manipulated. You can have people, the way memory works isn't perfectly understood at this point. We do know things about, for example, like schema are tiny little packets of knowledge of like your direct memory, essentially. So these schemas are what allow you to understand material, but they can also produce distortions. So if you have certain memories, like there can be frameworks to certain memories and then can become associated with each other. So for example, if you have something like Alexander Hamilton, for people who live in the United States, most Americans will believe or learned in school that Alexander Hamilton was a founding father of the United States. He's on the $10 bill, but he was never a president. Now, if you ask some people about the presidents of the United States, many people will actually believe that Hamilton was a president. He never was. He's never a president. But you can actually ask a lot of people, and there's probably a lot of people who recall Hamilton being a president. And it's probably because they think presidents, and they associate presidents with dollar bills. They think about dollar bills, and then they're like, oh, well, you know, it's just like Benjamin Franklin as well. Benjamin Franklin was never a president.
Right.
He was just a founding father. But he's on a dollar bill. So a lot of people will think about their dollar bills and think about it. So it's just these are called schema-driven errors. So, you know, Mandela effect can be attributed to that. I also kind of have this thing that's like, if people want to subscribe to the idea of the Mandela effect that, oh, you can claim that there is an alternate reality thing, that kind of opens up, I think that opens up a weird door that and a path that you don't really want to go down. And if you think about it and take it to a very dark place, you could have people sitting in court being like, that wasn't me. I never did that. I never abused that child. I never murdered that person. That was a different person.
Ooh, you went dark, dude. Ooh, dark. You went dark real quick. What's going on in that fucking hard drive of yours? That's weird. Well,
like, you're like, this never happened. That was, you've been Mandela'd.
Yeah, you could take that into court. And I'm saying this is why these thought experiments and these things are entertaining, but I'm feeling like if it's something that you really want to, if a lot of people start to subscribe to, you could really take it to some really dark places. And I don't think that a lot of this can be explained by, memory is not imperfect, especially also, like I said at the beginning, we live in the age of misinformation. So there's a lot to be said about memory being a social construct. And that memory is not necessarily, you know, set. Nobody's memory is perfect. And it can also be reinforced by other people saying that, oh, yeah, I remember that too. But they're also misremembering the same thing. So it just reinforces that. And then, you know, you have more people who just have bad memories. You get a bunch of people with bad memories together. And then they all feel like they solidify that memory. So I don't know. I think it's just a lot of people have bad memories and are able to communicate with each other easily. And then a lot of this stuff just keeps popping up.
Dan's a reductionist.
But we have to be careful.
Dan's a reductionist.
Well, here's my thing. Is like, so when was the first, like, when was the Mandela effect, like, officially noticed? Where it's like...
By the paranormal...
Paranormal certificate
lady, whatever.
2010.
Yep.
2010 was when she was like, there's this weird phenomenon, right, that she coined as the Mandela effect in 2010. Here's my theory.
So happens to be my claim to fame.
Do you know when they fired up that Hadron Collider?
2010.
Hadron Collider.
I don't
know how to pronounce. You listen, guys. How long have we been doing this? You know I can't pronounce words. So
fine.
Why?
It's fine.
Why? The first test of this was September 10th, 2008, 2 years prior to this discovery. So what I think is that every time they're firing this thing up, it's just chain tweaking reality ever so slightly.
I call bullshit. We don't even have one Spider-Man, let alone like five of them. So obviously
that you know
that's
of.
Not happening.
That you know of.
We would see them by now. There's so many shitty things happening around the world. Spider-Man would be punching somebody in the face.
But that's what I think. I think that, you know, potentially these things, there is some realistic element to this of like maybe they're firing this thing up. We're getting thinning of the veil or some conscious memories from another reality or dimension seeping through. It just seems like such a weird phenomenon to me that so many people will have the same thing and we just chalk it up to being so easily convinced.
Right.
Like they're that everyone's wrong.
I like that. Andrew, what do you think?
Oh, fuck, I'm going to bastardize this. I'm fucking drunk.
Nice.
Okay.
Dude, you know I'm a bastard. Why would you say
that? Yeah, I'm also a bastard.
I'm sorry. Double. You guys are bastards. Mm. Yeah, but you fucking had the Pikachu
Game
Boy and the fucking transfer cable and all that shit. Link so cable. Whatever. I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad for you. And
well, Brayden listen,
thinks fucking Shinedown's better than Leonard Skinner.
His parents had to spoil him because he's going to hell.
So I was reading, I believe the lady's name was, she's a neuroscientist. I believe her name was Daniela Schiller. I was listening to her do kind of this lecture and she was explaining like basically every time, like your mind's got some type of process storage, right? And every time you go into that memory, you recall the memory and you remember the memory. And every time it goes into the next memory, if that makes sense.
Wait, no, you lost me. There's too many memories in that sentence.
Going to memory with memory.
So you don't, like, you're basically, we don't really remember the original memory. It's just the memory of the memory, right? So it's changing every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because it did when I was sober. Right now, I don't fucking know.
It sounds good. It sounds like I'll trust you on it.
So every time you're like you're copying a memory, it might be changing slightly,
and it changes a little bit because there's that fuck. I really wish I was sober right now because there's that fuzzy trace theory where it's basically like a theory of cognition that draws upon dual trace conceptions to predict and explain cognitive phenomena. So there's two of them. There's verbatim traces and there's gist traces. So the verbatim traces are remembering things exactly word for word. And the gist traces are remembering the general meaning of things, right? So like an example would be like the verbatim trace would be consists of an actual word, like, you know, like you remember like a spaniel, like a dog. So the actual fucking spaniel dog. And then the gist would be things that would be about a spaniel, right? Like, so hunting, fucking gathering, that type of shit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you have like a main thought or a main memory of something, and then you have all the other like supporting memories against it.
Exactly. And then oddly enough, like I'm going to go back, let's fucking bring it all the way back to what I was talking about earlier is like adolescence and media. The gist memories, the bulk of them happen in your adolescence, as opposed to the verbatim memories come as a fucking adult.
Okay.
Make sense?
So you said,
think about everything we talked about, fucking Pikachu, Forrest Gump, all that shit. That's all happened when we were kids. What's happened recently that's been Mandela'd?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know, like, a lot of things though. So.
Well, the stuff that we think about now that they're going to try to have as Mandela is probably those Capitol riots. They're probably going to say that those are Mandela in about 5 years or so.
Like they never happened?
Like they never happened. They're trying to do it now. We call it gaslighting now, but eventually they're going to call it Mandela.
Is that what gaslighting is? Dan, can you get in on that fucking CPU and pull out the definition for gaslighting?
Well, it's when you're trying to tell somebody that it never happened. Essentially,
you're trying to
prove that they're misremembering gaslighting is? Something.
You're trying to cover up like a real event with misinformation, pretty much.
So that's like, you're telling somebody that never happened. You're misremembering that never happened.
So where's the gas and the light come from? I don't understand. Where do we get to
this?
I
can't remember where the term came from. It comes from something about, what is it? I looked it up one day, but now I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's probably something.
I have to look up the definition, like, but it's something to do with lighting lamps or something like that. Like
with gas?
Well, it used to be like gas lamps, like because lamps on like street lights, I think, used to operate off of gas or something like that. I can't remember.
Probably.
But why is that relevant to making up stories?
Gas lighting?
Understand.
Well, apparently it comes from one of the people in the chat says it comes from a movie. Like it comes from an actual movie.
All right. We got to discuss this in after hours because I'm so confused, but that's normal.
It's a term you hear a lot lately. All right.
Tons.
My theory then, while we'll move on. I mean, I think, because, you know, a lot of people talk about like quantum mechanics and like the quantum universe is now like, that's been pretty much accepted in physics is like, that is there. We just don't really understand it. And then you can say like, you know, what is consciousness? Like it's, you're projecting the reality, right? So your brain may be, if you go with the Mandela effect scenario, your brain is a quantum computer. And so whatever reality we're experiencing now also is happening in infinite other realities, in like the quantum realm, the other probabilities which we are not experiencing. Like there's, you know, the many worlds theory. So maybe like all these memories that people have, you know, the group memories, like I thought he said like, no, I'm your father, or I thought he said, Luke, I'm your father, like, or whatever we've been talking about, has all that stuff has happened, and our like quantum brain is confused. That's like the metaphysical theory of the Mandela effect, is like everyone is remembering the correct thing, but in this reality, what we're experiencing together is the wrong one for the majority of people. So that's kind of what I think. Maybe, you know, maybe what I'm remembering, maybe that did happen, but it's not right for this reality. You know what I mean? Like whatever happened here.
Well, I wonder if it's a weird, like, you know, we start to look at what was that, you know, we're conscious thought, and you're like, if you're perceiving something like matter changes differently, what's that experiment? Fuck, I'm too drunk now to even think.
You're talking about the double slit experiment.
Double slit experiment, right? Where it's like, if it's being observed, it changes, and we have no fucking idea why.
Well, that's, yeah, like, exactly. That's
magic.
Like, that's us project. So when we observe the experiment, it's magic. Well, you know what? It kind of is.
That, if I don't understand something, it's magic. TVs,
bro.
Magic.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah, this stuff is all super fun and stuff. But when Ghislaine Maxwell gets up there on the stand, she says that never happened. All that stuff that you guys are accusing me from, that was from an alternate dimension, a different timeline. Should that hold up in court?
Of course not. That's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Dan. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Dan.
Right. Come on with your weird theories.
Let's be honest. She's gonna be hung by her fucking jacked ass fucking cellmate before that.
In the same thing, Dan. In a different dimension, maybe she's innocent. But not in this one. Doesn't seem like it.
Oh, God, no.
All right. Well, let's type in fan story. And I know we've got a couple of those building up, and fire up the old randomatron.
Here we go. Have it.
Woo! All right. Well, I'm going to read the name because it doesn't say I can't.
Fair enough.
Dear ATT, time for us to meet. I'm Andre, Portuguese, 33, 87, born, fuck yeah. English is not my main language. Hopefully, Braden will perform amazingly when reading. Well, English is not my first reading language either, so it's okay. Spoiler alert, the following story is real, thus I agree we can all see things and imagine stuff. Brains are quite complicated, and I won't be upset if you, my fave bumcasters, find any kind of explanation to the experiences I had.
That is the most accurate description of this podcast I've ever heard in my fucking life.
A couple bumcasters.
Bumcasters.
I do accept other opinions and for sure jokes. Okay, perfect. So let's get into it. This is the experience that unlocked my brain to see further, to believe there is much more to this life, to actually see things in different ways. Still to this day, I know I did see something, but I am always trying to debunk myself on this matter, so I have a way of presenting plausible arguments on why I did see that, why I do not need to create stories, and why, as an 8-year-old, I had a pretty grown brain. Fucking bold statement for an 8-year-old.
A pretty grown brain.
He's got a big old brain. Awesome
brain.
Summer night. I was about 8 or 9 years old. It was past 9 p.m. The location was Azores BA-4 Air Force Base. It was a normal, happy summer night playing footy with my friends. Our parents were at the Sergeant's Club just having beers. Our mom was also there, and we were having the times of our lives. So either I was thirsty or wanted something to eat when I went to look for my parents. My dad's wallet was at home, so he asked me to go get it. From the Sergeant's Club to my house was like a minute walk. As I'm walking out of my house with my dad's wallet, I go past the mini market behind the Sergeant's Club, where Mom worked during the daytime. So as I'm walking past, I see a shadow. Hat, big coat, pretty weird. It's summer.
Oh, shit.
But who gives a fuck? What the fuck? As soon as I go past the shadow, I realize there was no volume to it. It was just a shadow smoking a cigarette. I never ran so fast in my life. Guess what? My dad and my mate's dad started laughing after I told them. They said, funny little kid. My mates made fun of me after I told them. Obviously, as kids and professional explorers, we went there. Sadly, nothing. Hold on. Professional explorers, the eight? All right, come on.
Buddy, hey, listen. You don't know he's fucking not part of the Goonies.
It's true. He did have a big old brain.
Kid might be a fucking Goonie, man.
Sadly, nothing there. And my brain just got into stupid mode. Not a good thing. Happily, people don't care about this stuff. And I suppose no one remembered the next day. Well, for me, it was a different story. 22 years later, it's still in my head. Like a bloody equation I have to solve. Two, so this happened only because of my curiosity. Was just randomly talking with my mom during dinner, and I told her I was looking for stuff about shadow people and that I did see one when I was little. Then she started crying. And I asked her, why are you crying? Mom tells me granddad told her something similar when she was little. Also, granddad passed away when she was 19, so she gets pretty upset when talking about him. So mom tells me that granddad on a few occasions in a space of a year while going to work on his bicycle was stopped by someone. Excuse me, sir. Could you light my cigarette? It's told granddad made the bicycle look like a sports bike till one day he got fed up and stopped. This time for the shadow figure was legs crossed and not touching the floor. He was actually just hovering above the floor. The figure simply vanished when granddad approached. Years went by, and one day when my granddad was taking my nan home after a day walk, he saw another figure leaning on a tree. After he left nan, he tried to approach the shadow, but it vanished. I asked my mom if granddad was a drinker, only because Portuguese, especially in that time, were hardcore drinkers. There you go, trying to find a plausible reason, but mom said he was not a drinker, only a smoker. Cigarettes. Granddad did not tell any other stories of shadow people. But there are some creepy stories I can share later. I just wanted to focus on this particular experience. My research took me to an idea that I feel some people might disagree. Basically, most people see shadow figures as a bad thing. I can understand, since some see monsters of some sort and it occurs during sleep. But me, I only saw a shadow of a man wearing a fedora and a coat. And in no way I ever felt that it was going to harm me. I only felt the shiver when I went past it. Bloody hell, no volume. There was not a normal explanation, so I just reacted. Run. Obviously, I had to run to my parents, adrenaline at peak levels, but I wish I didn't. From what my mom told me, granddad felt the same, afraid, curious, mildly amused. During my amateur research, I crashed into many forums and all sorts of information talking about bad shadow figures that do not let you wake up, pretty different from what I had. Then I found someone from Brazil who had a similar experience. A figure, no volume, like it was 2D with a fedora hat, a coat, smoking a cigarette, does not interact with you, just watches you, and the same mixed feelings. My opinion, I did really see something. I also tried to reason with myself, since I'm older now, just tried to debunk myself. Still to this day, it's stuck here in my head, and no more research material. Glad I could share with open-minded people that are able to think openly and hopefully will listen to your opinions. If not, glad I could share. Keep it up, guys. You guys are getting to the top of podcasting. You mean bumcasting. And for me, you are the top of theories, conspiracies, podcasts, Andre. Thanks, Andre.
Cheers.
Dude, the weird fedora.
Pretty good.
It's
pretty
the weird
good.
Fedora yeah, 2D good. Figure. I mean, I've talked about seeing that similar figure.
It's Lou
walking
Bega.
A dog. Like, Lou Bega.
Lubega, the fucking shit.
I'm the hat man.
We talk about this on Cosmic Channels, and we've decided that that the Shadow Man, Lubega, is the king of shadow people. And he
says it in a song. Like he put it into a song.
He has the
he's taunting
he's
us.
He's got the fedora on. He says it in a song. It's that motherfucker. We didn't talk about it before, but I'm pretty sure we all know Theorite of the Week. We got two. I think we got two that we have to say. Two Theorites of the Week.
We do. One of them's a repeat, but we got a new one, and the guy's been on fucking fire.
It's good.
Guy's been like just, it's just been a meme onslaught.
And they've been good, too.
Brennan Burmeister. Yeah.
Damn.
Guy's been on fucking fire. Like, come on now.
Hedan and the Maesters of the Universe.
It's pretty good.
Crushing pretty good. It. Dude, this Dukes of Hazzard. He had a Muppets one.
Oh, the Dukes of Hazzard.
Toy
was funny.
Story one with me. Dude, you guys been on fire. You guys been blowing killing it up. It. I love it. Biggest thing about Theater of the Week is the original content. Making it yourself. Unreal. And then listen, Darius, guy can't be the guy's unstoppable.
Darius Witherspoon made us into amazing, DBZ characters. Dude.
He DBZ'd us.
Yeah.
Dude, he gave Braden abs, good. Man. Braden was ripped. It was phenomenal. Very accurate. I mean, if the running challenge was like fucking 3 years, yes. Yes, it was good. He crushed it.
Yeah,
3 years and Braden's from a different planet.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all awesome content. What?
Planet Vegeta.
If you're not, you can find all that stuff on our Facebook on our group, just search for Alien Theorists on Facebook. You can find the Theorite official group. Can't miss it. Or we occasionally post them onto Instagram as well and give credit where credit is due. There's one thing I got to bring back. It's coming back. We've briefly talked about it before, but now with our Spotify deal we have at the moment, I'm going to be bringing back Band of the Week.
So
Band of the Week is going to be now because we can make it pretty much turns into a mini playlist. So you listen to this podcast, we give you Band of the Week or Song of the Week. After the theme song ends, a song will begin. And this song, as opposed to previous versions of Band of the Week, actually gives bands a stream. So if you're looking for some new music and you want to stick around, support some independent music.
Listen, stick around.
Can you make an intro to Band of the Week with what Dan just sang, like Band of the Week to the like rhythm of Band on the Run by Wings?
Band of the Week.
But it's got to be Dan. It has to be Dan just singing it because it was fucking beautiful.
Okay, well, I can make some music and Dan will send it over to Dan. He can lay down some vocals.
Fuck yes.
I'm on it.
So
I love it.
We're going to start Band of the Week with my band, Lucky Monkey. And we'll see how this works because it's going to be the first time we've tried it. So at the end of this podcast, stick around for the song, You Let Me Down. And then if you have a band and you're unsigned, that's the rule. You got to be unsigned, independent artist trying to make your way through this pandemic music industry, which is non-existent, which is tough. So send us your song to alientheorists@gmail.com and we'll try and include it in Band of the Week.
When the podcast man meets a music Sam, we're searching for everyone. Band of the Week. Is that how's it going to go?
No,
maybe not, but maybe.
I believe Dan's version will be better than the original. Just like Shinedown.
Just like Shinedown.
Right. Fuck you and fuck Shinedown. I don't ever want to hear that again. Hate it.
Anyways,
I can't talk to this guy anymore.
To wrap this episode up. If you're not supporting the show on Patreon and you want access to live stream, early access to case files, all the other goodies,
check Ron Pond, fan pick poll,
the whole shebang, check the link in the podcast description or head over to patreon.com/alientheoristpodcast. This week we have Joel Weathers, Brianna Woods, T.A. Wardrop, Catherine Murdoch, Ice Wallow, come, all capitals with underscores. Number of the Joe, that's dope.
Fuck.
Lazaro Flores, Jess Moser. Next page, Adam, Joey Kaplinger, Steven Estep. I believe that's a 2-time Theorist of the Week right there. Thanks for supporting the show.
Two time.
Matt Smith went up. Caesar 7CT. Imagine Vegeta himself is supporting the show.
Imagine nice. Vegeta, yes.
Jackson Stare, Kurt, Flavored Purple, Jack Mayers, and Zesty Mordant went up in a pledge. Thank you very much,
Zesty,
for supporting the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.